This is the Area 54 automated voice matrix. Prepare your ears, your mind, your souls for complete audio submission.
AM92-4400 Super Electronic High Fidelity Stereophonic. It's Area 54.
Music for the future. Adrenaline, blood. Tim Mike with Area 54. Chill Show Hoover Phonic off the president of the LSD Golf Club with like 50 Watt. Track from Hearts, new single from them called All the Days. I don't know. Everybody's raving about these guys. I don't know. These songs aren't doing anything for me. They're nothing special. I don't
I've got something to say about them, but I'm going to let you back.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, well, you put the song in here, so I'm sure you have something to say about it. The other one was like the other single they came out with. I was like, oh, it's cool, but I don't know. Nothing special. It kind of sounds like it's been done before, but we'll wait. I'm curious to see what Tim has to say about it. Okay. You want me to denounce the rest of the songs?
Why don't you go ahead and we'll talk about
All right. CSLSX with Paula Abdul drinking a Pepsi, October 17, 1987. Wow. Appaloosa with The Day We Fell in Love, the Ted and Francis mix, and Expensive Looks started things off with Attack. Now, okay, I'm curious, Tim.
Well, Expensive Looks doing their signature sound. God, you just can't really tell where they're going with their music.
I thought their signature sound was hip-hop.
Expensive Looks?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Not now, but it used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we're talking about the same band. So speaking of the same band, yeah, Hearts, getting all kinds of rave reviews, the new sound and everything like that. You know, and I listen to these guys. I like them. I think I like them a little bit more than Mike does. But you know what? And the reason I put that Hoover Phonic song in there is because they just basically just tore out pages of Hoover Phonic's playbook. They're almost a sound, Hoover Phonic sound alike in a lot of ways. So yes, I agree with you, Mike. The sound's been done. Although, you know, they have their own versions of it, but you put those two songs together, 50 Watt and that song, and that wasn't even the most obvious. I could have put some other Hoover Phonic tracks in, but I hadn't played 50 Watt in a while, so I put that one next to it, but
It wasn't obvious to me, but maybe I need to pay more attention to the song she put in the set and actually listen.
Well, and unfortunately, they're copying Hoover Phonic's later sound, that sound that you and I kind of want, you know, they dislike. So that's probably why you don't like Hearts, and you have heard it before because you've heard it on all the Hoover Phonic albums that you
don't like. I'm not saying I don't like Hearts, but I just don't understand what the fuzz is about. You know, everybody's like, all the blogs, all the music people are like, oh, it's amazing. Another amazing track from these guys. And it's like, really? I don't hear it.
We've heard it before. We've done this a while. I guess we're just showing our grumpy old age
now,
aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate you guys tuning in to Area 54. You want to hear some more of our old grumpy old music? Go to area54.fm. Our website has all different types of ways that you can play our shows archived. And we're going to go into this next set. Great track by Am and Sean Lee off of La Musique Numérique. We'll play a song called Two Times up next. Tim and Mike, appreciate you guys listening to Area 54.